George reflected that he was at his happiest skulking about in the Middle East, not pushing paper. He had a new operation now, and this was the start of it. George stood in the shadows at the door, having rung the doorbell of an outstanding Caribbean house. The door opened. He held up a small engagement present, the excuse for his visit.
"What a lovely surprise," said Jessica Carver, open-mouthed. "Please, come in. I must introduce you to my fiancé, Mike." She waved him into the cool corridor. "Mike," she shouted, "someone you have to meet. I can't believe you've come all this way. So kind of you to bring a present." George explained that he was on the island on personal business, but could not pass up the opportunity to drop by. Jessica guided him through the corridor, across an open-plan lounge, and out onto a dazzling terrace. There were views across to the ocean glittering in the morning sunlight. Jessica offered, and he accepted, a coffee and a seat.
"Where is he?"
"Probably in the middle of some deal," Jessica apologized.
"You're looking very well," George offered, and she was.
Beautiful, tanned, and wearing a light wrap over a bikini. Oh, to be 30 years younger, George idly thought. He stopped himself. He needed to concentrate, but he had always been a ladies' man.
"Thank you, George. I still can't quite believe I'm here, but it's a nice thing to get used to."
"Get used to what?"
said Mike Johnson, walking out onto the terrace.
"Mike Johnson," he said, offering his hand to George, who had stood. "Pleased to meet you."
"How do you do?"
George said very formally.
"George. George Claridge Briggs."
Mike was sure he recognized the man from somewhere. So this was Jessica's former boss. Mike would have to be on his guard.
"You will stay for lunch, George?" Jessica asked.
George had barely said yes before Jessica was dashing off to tell the maid, leaving George and Mike alone.
"It's very kind of you to come all the way to see Jess," Mike said politely.
Where or when did he know the man from?
"It's no trouble, and actually it's you I've come to see, Graham."
Mike was instantly on his guard, assessing the weakness of the 60-year-old man in front of him. His eyes scanned the terrace, looking for non-existent threats. The specter of John Slater was back, in his personality.
"How do you know that name?" he asked, ready to strike.